The views and opinions expressed on Analyze This are entirely those of the on-air participants and do not reflect that of the station's board, management, staff, or underwriters.
And good morning, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Analyze This here on 93.1 FM WCGX, your NPR station here in the U.S. Virgin Islands. My name is Neville James. And looking forward to doing whatever we can do to make things better here in the Virgin Islands. I don't know if we're going to be linking with the National Weather Service today, because normally we do a weekend preview. So we'll work on the logistics, and we're supposed to get Senator Kurt Viale to join us in our number two. With me in the studio, Irene Griffith, parliamentarian, St. Croix Educational Complex. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning.
Fix that microphone there so you could, put it up and then put it straight. It's directional so you can speak right into it. And you ain't got to bend down or crouch. Okay? I think you're good now. Started the week with a appearance by Zoe Henry in the studio from the Central High School, and you were among, I think it was four other young ladies, one from Central and three to include yourself from the St. Croix Educational Complex, got somewhat of a turbulent situation as it relates to that special day that all seniors look forward to, which is graduation.
Yes, sir.
Right? And you articulated yourself. Well, 4 days later, have we had any kind of movement from where we were on Monday morning?
Yes, we have. The government of the Virgin Islands has made an official statement saying that the seniors who paid the $150 will get their monies refunded.
The $150 for?
Our graduation fee.
Okay.
And we have not had any change on the way our graduation will be proceeded. So getting the monies refunded, if we're going to continue with having a drive-through or walk-through graduation in some of the high school's cases, that was one of the things we really wanted, because we don't understand how they were planning for a traditional in-person graduation and the fee was still the same $150 for them to erect a stage on the field.
The $150 was supposed to cover what for every student?
Okay, so the whole entire $150 goes towards cap and gown, the sleeves for the diplomas themselves, and invitations, I believe, and the decoration of the graduation hall.
Mm-hmm.
But seeing that we weren't having a graduation like they planned, a traditional in-person graduation like they planned, we didn't understand because there would have been decorations included. It would have been a lot more than just the stage that they're erecting.
Mm-hmm.
So even if we didn't get the full $150, we wanted to see some of our money back because we were led on to believe that we were having a traditional in-person graduation, the
mm-hmm.
full nine.
Mm-hmm. That wasn't a concern on Monday. The primary thing for the students Monday was the need, the desire for a hybrid in-person graduation, right?
Yes, that is that is our main concern, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
But I felt the need to address that they did refund us our monies, and you know that is something we kind of wanted. And being that the department kind of isn't budging on our hybrid graduation, I think we should bring to light the progress that we did make.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to just saying we didn't get what we want, point mm-hmm. blank, period.
Mm-hmm. Well, as it relates to the actual exercise, because that's what it is, it's a commencement exercise, there hasn't been any movement in terms of the hybrid drive-through graduation,
sir.
Right?
No,
so
sir.
This is like, it's like a consolation is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay, basically. Okay, okay. But at the end of the day, you would prefer, I think, the way you're talking individually and collectively, when we spoke on Monday, you'd prefer the hybrid in person than a cancellation.
Yes, much, much more prefer the hybrid in person.
And then yesterday, there was more news on the national front where the CDC said, Center for Disease Control, they relaxed protocols again. And they were saying, well, as it relates to those who are vaccinated, mm-hmm. that there are certain things that you can do now that you couldn't do before if you were vaccinated. So how about that? What are you thinking about that? I don't know how many students have been vaccinated, if any at all. But what exactly was the risk in terms of proximity, human proximity, social distancing, that would have allowed for a hybrid in person in a district as opposed to a hybrid drive-through in the other?
Honestly, I don't know, because we do have the same CDC guidelines. So that's where the students of St. Croix kind of felt like a type of way about it, because if we have the same CDC guidelines, the same health department, the same standards from the Commissioner of Education, we should all have the same thing, bottom line. And I think it's very unfair how the Virgin Islands on a whole can have a whole different types of events for partying, such as polka run and all these type of things. And because a graduation is not bringing money into the community, all of a sudden it's not feasible.
Taking a shot, Ms. Griffin.
Yes, sir.
You are a polymer interior. You know that, right? You know that, right? And, and with that comes a understanding of procedure. That's what a parliamentary thing is. You know what I'm saying? Yes, sir. So having been a member of a parliamentary process for 12 years, this is awesome from that perspective. So what happens over the weekend? Because I know that there's been some protesting on the other side of the pond. What happens over the weekend? Because you're looking at a Wednesday graduation, right? That's when the complex graduates, or Central is first?
Yes, Central is first, and then it's the educational complex.
Central at 10. Central is at 10 a.m. on Tuesday, complex at 10 a.m. on Wednesday.
Yes, sir.
So what happens over the weekend? You still holding out hope that the best case scenario can be realized?
Yes, we really are. We currently have a petition going on change.org. We're trying to get, it says 500 signatures, but we really want to reach 1,000.
Mm-hmm.
And we're really pushing. We're continuing to having meetings in private, as long as coming on the radio, and advocating for ourselves. Because at the end of the day, we really want to get a traditional in-person, not even traditional, a hybrid in-person graduation.
You know, I'm kind of speechless, because it appears to me that there wasn't the level of communication between the parties, being the education department and, to a less extent, the Department of Health, because you know they're running the government now, given what we're dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic, mm-hmm. and that is unfortunate, you know. However, one of the things I don't want to make it seem is like we're in a complete finger pointing mode, because it's not an easy job for the administration. You know, they've been they've been dealing with a pandemic that no other year, because it's really been two school years that have been impacted prior to the 2019-2020 school year. And it's not easy. My biggest concern is how there was a disparity. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
How did they arrive at that? And what led to that? And, you know, that's my only concern. Because you would have to think that if you're saying that if you're saying that group A and group B are to be treated the same, why would you make a decision that is, you know, in direct conflict with that? You check what I'm saying? So that's my biggest concern. And The last thing I really want for you as young people, I have no problem with the confrontational. Because sometimes you got to be that way to get what you want. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But at the end of the day, this particular medium in this show, what distinguishes this show from other shows is we really into conflict resolution. You see what I'm saying? And okay, we're giving you back your money. I mean, yeah, you know what I mean?
That's not really what we want.
Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah. You know, ain't no consolation, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it's something. But ain't no real consolation because
we worked long and money. Hard for this. Yeah.
It's only money. You know what I'm saying? There is. It's like the MasterCard commercial on TV. It's priceless. You know, the going through that exercise, that 2-3 hours of. You know, sitting
it's all
there.
All about you yeah, and your accomplishments.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
so,
me personally, I'm a magnet student. I work really, really hard. I've been honors my entire schooling. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I've worked so hard for this accomplishment, and all of my peers have worked so hard for this accomplishment for it to be succumbed to a drive through. And it's really, really disheartening. And I know our admin is trying, but at the same time, it's like, how can we do all this in the community? St. Thomas, first, they had a hybrid in-person graduation. And we didn't want for the graduation to be taken away. We wanted for all of us to be able to have that same hybrid in-person so that we could enjoy our graduation and our hard work to its fullest, you know?
Okay. Well, you know, we got listeners, right? So they're starting to chime in. Right? So one of my Department of Health people, they said you need to correct her on the specifics of the plan. Even the drive-through option allows them to personally walk. They're missing that. She reminds me of us in her tenacity, though. Enough respect, right?
Thank you very much. Yes,
still, that I don't know if that's the issue, though.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and we know that we get to walk across the stage.
Yeah.
But it's still not the same as a hybrid in person would be. There would be more contact with our class per se, even though it'd be socially distanced.
Mm-hmm.
We'd still have the feel of being with our class, and being together in that moment for like our last time.
Yeah. Even though he's technically correct with respect to the walkthrough to get your diploma and all that, right? Being in a car and not being in a car, it's two different things. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the distinction between hybrid and person and hybrid drive-through, yeah. I think, based on how it was explained to me.
You walk across the stage, yeah. And then you leave.
Yeah, you know, so, you know. But it really shouldn't have come to this. That's what it boils down to. You check what I'm saying? So that's what we dealing with there. Who else? Let me see. The text message them coming, so I can roll them at you. Somebody say yes, daddy. It's all right to me. Okay, and then let me see. She good, proud of her. That's one of our regular listeners.
Thank you.
He's the work in our public library system. Okay, so I think we're joined by two young ladies out of the rock. Miss who?
Miss Thomas
and Miss Ortiz. Right, those are the names.
Mm-hmm.
What school?
Charlotte Amalia High School.
So we got two chicken hawks and a carrier by my show this morning.
A barracuda.
I'm sorry. What? A barracuda. I made a mistake. I'm human. A barracuda and two chicken hawks. Good morning, ladies. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
Okay. You're a little nervous being on the radio?
No.
No. Please don't be nervous. We want you to be very comfortable here. Formally introduce yourselves.
Michaela, you go. Okay, so good day, everyone. My name is Michaela Jalissa Thomas. I'm a senior at Charlotte Amalia High School, and I am with the graduation class of 2021.
Hi, good morning, everyone. My name is Leonette Ortiz Guzman, and as Michaela Thomas mentioned, we are seniors at Charlotte Amalia High School, and we are with the graduating class of 2021.
Miss Thomas, you're the vice president. Miss Guzman, you have a title?
Yes. I'm the president of the National Honor Society.
President of the class or president of the National Honor Society?
Of the Amalian Chapter National Honor Society.
Okay, wow, congratulations. Thank you for making us look good this morning. We appreciate that. Now, it's my understanding that there was a protest yesterday over there in St. Thomas?
Yes. Yes.
Tell us about it. The floor is yours.
Okay. Michaela, you can...
Could you repeat that? Sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
Madam Vice President, good morning once again. It's my understanding that there were multiple protests yesterday on St. Thomas. How did that go?
I think it went very well. We spoke to everybody that we could speak to. Although we didn't get to speak to the governor or the commissioner, we still got the chance to speak to people that had connections with them. So we're hoping that they deliver the word. One of them, our last stop, they recorded us, and she felt like she was very, it really felt like she wanted to cry. She really. So we have faith that, something will happen, there will be a change, and that we'll get the graduation that we deserve. All classes are 2021, not just us.
Where was the protest yesterday at? The multiple locations.
We went to the legislature. We went to Department of Education. We went up Government Hill. And we went to the Curriculum Center.
So what, at four different locations?
Yes.
Two for education, one for Government House, and it went to the legislature.
Right.
Okay, when we come back, we're going to take a break. Right now, when we come back, I going to go after you for the legislature part because I got to defend the legislature. I used to work there for 12 years, so I going to have some fun with you when I come back on that one. But peaceful protest is a beautiful thing. And we're in a protest window now coming out of what transpired last year. And so that's always good. I'm looking forward to the remainder of this discussion. We got Miss Thomas and Miss Ortiz Guzman out of the rack. And we got Miss Griffith here on St. Croix. She's in the studio. We'll be back right after this and analyze this.
By the United States Virgin Islands Office of Highway Safety. I'm Michelle Martin. Here on All Things Considered, we keep you up to date on the news. But we're not here just to give you the sound bites. We're here to help you understand what's really going on, the stories behind the sound bites. In a time when misinformation and even disinformation is everywhere, why not take some time with us this weekend to get the facts? Join us on the next All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered, weekdays at 5 p.m.
And we're back here on Analyze This. And, text messages coming in fast and furious. So, let me make sure I got this right, got the information right. Parliamentarian Irani Griffith, Irani Griffith, Sinclair Educational Complex is a Barracuda, not a Central High School Carib. I want to make that clear, right? And then we have Miss Michaela Thomas. She's the vice president of the senior class at Charlotte Mali High School 2021.
Correct.
And also Leonette Cruz Ortiz Guzman. Did I pronounce that correctly?
Mm-hmm.
And you are the president of the Charlotte Mali High School National Honor Society chapter, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So I want to make sure I got that right. let's get back to yesterday. Ms. Griffith, we're going to talk with the young ladies from the Rock for a little bit, right? You made four stops yesterday, peaceful protests. The Department of Education, Government House up on Government Hill, and the legislature. That's in Charlotte Mali. That's a Charlotte Mali area, right?
Yeah.
And then you went out in the country though, by the curriculum center?
Yeah. We did a whole motorcade on the way.
We had
a motorcade, yes, on the way.
Okay, motorcade on the way. Okay, good. And how long did these appearances last for?
Keeping track, but the protest started at 12 and we left at 4.
So everything in the aggregate combined was just over 4 hours, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I saw a picture that I was on the steps of the legislature, right?
Yes, we were.
Okay, good. So I gotta ask this question. This is tongue in cheek. So don't take it personal. Why you went to the legislature for? What did Senator them do? Are you?
Okay. So
that's what I
love. They didn't do anything.
They didn't do anything.
Thank
you.
Support.
So it really wasn't at the appearance at the legislature wasn't so much a protest. It was you went down there seeking support from your local first branch representatives.
Yes.
Okay, good.
So, yes, we got support from them. So that was just us warming up, starting off. You know, just letting everybody know we're coming.
We're coming, right? We're coming. Okay, yes. Your excuse. I'm not going to hold that against you. Because the legislature, the senators ain't done y'all nothing. You know what I'm saying? This was all an executive branch. So this is a civics lesson you're going to have here for the next minute, right? The legislature, they passed laws. What you're dealing with now, the controversy that you're dealing with now is really more policy. It is not law. Yeah. Okay? But the reason why you get an excuse also for going to the legislature is because the legislature is the people's house. You know what I'm saying? Like, just like Government House, you know? And it's the Capitol building. And when you have issues, local issues, one of the places that you go to is the Capitol building. You follow what I'm saying? So I want you ladies to know that while you were, you're not wrong because you said you went there looking for support. You didn't go to the protest. So in that regard, you're good. But in reality, in the legislature, they passed laws and this was all policy. So the blame should squarely be, or if your beef, like we say, you know, in our vernacular, your beef really is with the education department and the executive branch, right?
Correct.
Okay, good. Correct. So let me ask this question, right? Where do we go from here? You know, we got a weekend lot of y'all got to get dolled up, feeling nice. Part of graduation is the cosmetic thing, you know, getting all the clothes, feeling good. Over on the St. Thomas side, you have 2 extra days to work with, because I believe on St. Thomas, you got your Durekan on Thursday and Central and Charlemagne High School on Friday, right? Or is it reversed?
No, it's not.
Right. It's the way you just said it.
Okay, good. Okay. So it appears to me that this is a collaborative thing, Ms. Griffith. All the high schoolers are coming together. One of these rare examples of bipartisanship going on here with St. Croix and St. Thomas High School, public high schoolers?
Yes. Initially, it kind of felt like St. Thomas versus St. Croix, and we wanted to reiterate that it's not that. It's all of the high schools of the Virgin Islands trying to get the same thing, because at the end of the day, we all deserve an in-person graduation, because we all worked really hard for this accomplishment, and working together is the only way we're going to get that done. Because if it's just high schoolers quarreling, at the end of the day, they're going to tune us out and they're going to say they're just fighting amongst themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really important for us to work together to push towards the same outcome that we all want.
Okay. And Michaela and Leonette, are you in agreement with Irani?
Definitely. Yeah. We're all being affected by this issue, so we all should come together and unify so we could just make sure that we enjoy our in-person graduation when we do get in faith.
When we do get it, yes. That's the most important part.
Okay. Now, here's another issue that I have, right? And I'm going to ask you ladies to help me out here, right? I'm not seeing any of the brothers being a part of the leadership. The only voices I hear that the ladies carrying all the labor, and it shouldn't be like that. And I'm sure there are intelligent young men who have leadership skills and characteristics in all 4 public high schools. What's the deal?
Well, actually,
what's the deal? Why am I only speaking to the ladies? I know the ladies run things, but what's up with that?
I agree that the young men should be heard, and I do know a couple of young men who have been involved, not on the radio show specifically,
mm-hmm.
but in the protests, boosting it on social media. Personally, this young man, Anthony, he's very prevalent in the community.
Name?
Anthony.
Name? Just Anthony. Which Anthony? You can't remember? You don't remember?
I don't know his name.
Okay, okay.
He's very prevalent in the community, and he continues to boost. He may not be on the forefront because he's not a class officer,
mm-hmm.
but he really does push, and he really wants for us to have an in-person graduation, and mm-hmm. it shows.
Okay. What about over there on the St. Thomas side, Michaela and Leonette? Any other brothers that are stepping up?
Yes, a lot of the boys came out with us to protest yesterday, and also there was this one boy showed up from Ken. One boy, he was the president of Ken,
mm-hmm.
and he voiced his opinion to the last, a lady named Ms. Brown, that was our last stop by the curriculum center, and Dr. Brown, my bad. And you could have really tell that he was just really pushing for his class. He was the only person from Ken. Like, he came to represent his entire class. So,
well, I got a friend of mine, Rufus Turnbull. He's a graduate of UDRA-Ken, former Senator Clifford Graham, a UDRA-Ken. Asbot Pata is a UDRA-Ken, so I gonna blaze. Okay, I ain't having it. One student alone. I mean, come on,
yes,
nah, man, nah. So we got to correct that. Don't get me wrong. We can't force anybody to do anything, but it would have been good to have more participation. Guess this is Leonette or Michaela?
This is Michaela. I'm saying that we did invite them because we didn't want it to only be Charlotte students. We want it to be Charlotte and Ken students. However, it didn't seem like they wanted to come. They already had like negative mindset on the situation, and they don't even feel like they want to come to graduation. So I guess they're just already like put down from the situation, and it was like, okay, all right, if y'all don't want to come, that's fine. Charlotte just going to will probably hold everybody else from St. Thomas District and represent everybody from St. Thomas District if that's the case.
Madam National Honor Society President. Go ahead.
Representing St. Croix School as well.
Excuse me?
I said we was also representing St. Croix School as well. Because every time we went to somebody, we would always be like, in all the graduating classes of 2021, including St. Croix School.
Okay. Now, let me ask this question. I noticed the graduations are earlier this year. Typically, graduations are in the early part of June. I know that there was a modification with the school year, but why are the graduations not even in the 20s? They're in the teens next week, right? That'll be the Tuesday will be the 18th, I believe, right? The 18th, 19th, or 20 and 21, right? Those 4 days. That's like 2-3 weeks before they normally are. Any reason for that, Ms. Griffith? And then over there, I'll get back to St. Thomas.
That's just along with the modification of the school year. So since we're ending school earlier, graduation is earlier because graduation is always before the school year ends.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only reason.
Okay. That's good. Because normally graduation ain't happening until after Memorial Day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's that. Now, if you don't mind, ladies, I know that we've knocked out the frustration. I think we can all agree that we're hoping for some divine intervention over the next 3-4 days.
Yes.
And some, and some news that a Hail Mary. That's right. A Hail Mary. You know, do the Aaron Rodgers thing, throwing touchdowns with no times left on the clock to save a game, right? Now, but let's talk about you ladies and what you've been dealing with, because it hasn't been easy. You've been learning in absolutely abstract conditions. And I'll start on St. Thomas and work my way back to you, Madam Parliamentarian. Leonette, what's it been like last year watching, as a junior, watching seniors graduating virtually last year? That had to have been tough, and that happened late in the school year, so that was wild, for the lack of a better term. And then hoping that, by at least the time we get to now, that we would have been in a situation where it wouldn't be virtual and it wouldn't be impacted, hybrid. It would be more conventional. What was that like, Miss Ortiz Guzman?
Okay. For me, it was honestly devastating because last year I watched all my friends just like graduate, and they weren't even like in the mood to graduate. They didn't even want to be there. Didn't really care. I heard that many students didn't even like watch the virtual graduation. They just picked up their diploma and like, you know, left. It was so like sad because I know how much like hard work they had put in for the last 4 years just for it to just, you know, seem like it wasn't even important. So I had all high hopes that, you know, in a year everything would be in a better state, that we would have some form of like a real graduation. So this year I was, you know, I was ready. It came down to October, November, December, and I'm here like, okay, this is a possibility that we're going to have a graduation. I'm hearing about a vaccine. I'm hearing that, you know, COVID cases are going down, bars are opening, beaches, everything that is going on. So I'm here like, okay, a graduation is going to happen. You know, that's just my main thought at this point. And then for me to hear that, you know, it's not possible to have the graduation that we all want, that honestly broke my heart because we all worked really hard. We had those stressful nights where we would cry doing assignments. We had those stressful days where we just couldn't wake up and we didn't have the motivation to even be in class. Because this year was the most difficult year I have encountered in my 12 years of school. I have never dealt with so much anxiety and like just depression and not having any kind of motivation from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. It was so difficult. And honestly, I commend everyone who dealt with this year because I cannot go through another year like this. It's just impossible.
Like I can only imagine, Ms. Thomas.
I had the same struggles as Leonette. It was very stressful. Sometimes I would just have to sit down and just pray and like, because I'm a Christian, so I just used to be praying and just asking God, like, God, can you please help me? I can't imagine the underclassmen going through another year of virtual schooling, I just feel like it's way harder than actually going to school physically. Not to mention, like, I also took UVI classes as well. So I still had, like, a lot on my plate with trying to meet deadlines for school, then UVI, then also being an AP student, which I think we all are. So it was very stressful and tiring. I don't want to repeat everything that Leonette said, but we definitely went through the same thing.
And you don't want to wish that on the next graduating class?
No, I really hope 2022. That they have the chance to have a senior year, because I didn't like that at all. That was the hardest year of my high school.
I'm going to tease you about something a little while after Ms. Griffith explains her experience. Latter part of junior year and all of your senior year.
It's been a really hard, like, last year and a half, almost 2 years. I'm a person who likes to be in everything. I'm involved in several organizations in my school. I'm mm-hmm. a Mighty Marching Barracuda. I'm a cheerleader. Mm-hmm. I'm class parliamentarian. I'm in the student council. So not having that face-to-face interaction was, like, kind of a really big culture shock for me. Along with having AP and honors courses like the Ladies on St. Thomas, it's been really hard. Learning those types of materials is hard in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And then you put the virtual aspect of it, and it's like, what? This is completely a different language. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And along with not having any of the senior activities to keep up your morale, it's like, okay, so I don't have any face-to-face connection. I don't have any senior activities. It's kind of just like, wow, this year is really a bust. And it's really sad, because you look forward to your senior year, all your years of school, and you're like, what? I have prom this year. I have all the activities. I'm going to graduate. It's great. And then now we're here, and it's like, okay, we don't have any of that. And we were really holding out for graduation. We were told that we were going to have an in-person graduation, a hybrid in-person.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's what we were really looking forward to. And being now that we don't have that anymore, either of us, it's kind of like, okay, so we worked this hard for what? You know, we do get our diploma at the end of the day, but we don't get our real celebration.
The culmination of the hard work and that once-in-a-lifetime experience at the high school level. You know what I'm saying?
And we've been separate from our class the entire school year.
And I also forgot to mention the peer learning part, where you're there with your fellow classmates, and some of your classmates, Michaela and Leonette and Irene, they respond to their peers helping them on the education side. It isn't all about the teachers, you know, even though the teachers are absolutely valuable. And you know, we're never gonna, you know, diminish what they bring. Some students, you know,
learn
they appreciate, you know, that additional you know, support on the peer level. We'll come right back. We got the leadership at the student level at the St. Croix Educational Complex and Child O'Malley High School seniors here with us this morning, dealing with our rough one. We're gonna come back right after this.
Bank of St. Croix, we provide the ability to bank anytime that fits your schedule. With in-person, online, and mobile app banking, you have access to your personal or business accounts anytime. Bank of St. Croix has two locations, one in Gallows Bay at 340-773-8500 and one in Peters Rest at 340-713-8500. Bank of St. Croix, bankofstcroix.com.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep with NPR's Morning Edition, which reminds you of the power of one human voice. You turn on the radio some morning, or your device, and you're listening to Morning Edition, and you hear one person telling a story from the other side of the world or from a neighborhood near you, and that voice brings you understanding of the news. Listen to Morning Edition every day.
Morning Edition weekdays at 5 a.m.
It's okay to laugh, even in the toughest times. Perhaps no one knows that better than veteran satirist Samantha Bee.
I think I watched a zombie movie and there were just like crowds of people in a stadium and I was like, look at all the people fleeing, flesh-eating zombies coming together as a crowd.
That's On Point with me, Meghna Chakrabarty.
On Point weekdays at 10 a.m.
And we're back here, Analyze This, and we got three beautiful Virgin Islanders. I can only see one, but I know the other two beautiful as well, because just from how I had to talk, I'm very impressed with you young ladies. Irene Griffith here on the St. Croix side, over in the Rock, Michaela Thomas, right?
Yes.
Michaela Thomas and Leonette Ortiz Guzman, right?
Yeah.
The notorious LOG has joined us here this morning, you know what I'm saying? So we're glad to have you here. I'd like to make a correction. It's my understanding Oswald Pate is a chicken hawk. He's not a devilry. I could have sworn Rufus Turnbull had said that he was a devilry. I probably got that mixed up, so I'd like to make that. He might have transferred. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? So we got to check that. But we like to correct the record here. No, young ladies, Hillary Roberts is a chicken hawk, right?
Yeah.
She's a senior as well?
Yeah, she is. Yeah.
And Crystal Ostrey is a senior as well?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's my two homegirls. We got a relationship here on the radio, so when I say them, tell them Neville James said hail up. Okay? They are FCCA, right? Future Career and Community Association, that's what it is?
Yeah.
Okay, so and tell Mia though. Mia is a junior though, right? She got one more year, right? Mia Moss?
I believe.
Yeah, she was a part of that group. If you say the two of them, at least Hillary and Crystal, tell them Neville James hey yo, and here's what we're dealing with, right? I need for Ayo to explain, right, the distinction between hybrid in person and hybrid drive-through. Ms. Thomas, to the best of your ability, describe what the hybrid in-person graduation was supposed to be.
Okay, so the hybrid in-person graduation, so basically it was going to be live streamed, right? And we were going to be outside, like in an open area, basically like our parking lot, like the area that we have the most space in, and there would be tents. And we would all be socially distancing. We would be sitting down. We were only allowed two guests. So basically, you could bring, like, your both parents or, like, your parent, your grandparent, et cetera. So you were allowed two guests. And they were going to build, like, somewhat of a stage so we could, like, walk up and walk across. So this would, like, make all 80 students be able to walk across the stage and be viewed by the other students and also by their parents, which give them, you know, like a sense of an actual graduation, because, you know, that's what you majorly do in a graduation. You are viewed by your peers, your classmates, your parents, you get your diploma, you walk back down, you sit. But that's not the case anymore, unfortunately.
And that's because the hybrid in-person was downgraded to get on the same level with the hybrid drive-through that Ms. Griffith was a distinction, right? So yes, the hybrid drive-through, Ms. Griffith, is?
Okay, so the hybrid drive-through is they give you a set time to come to the school. You drive up to the gate of the field, and then you walk. You go across the stage. You have, I believe, it's 2 minutes to take pictures, and then you drive off campus.
That's the extent of graduation?
Yes, sir. And they play a little video when every set of people come. So they have a pre-recorded video that they play when every set of people come, and then you walk across the stage and leave.
Wow, man. That's the rough, man. Seriously, man. Seriously. But I, you know, there's just a part of me having been in a you know, in a leadership capacity, being a senator, that, you know, I don't really want to be in full blaming, you know what I'm saying, the decision makers, because it's not easy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I just think that there could have been a little bit more time and you know, just collective intellect into finding the large enough space.
Yeah.
You check what I'm saying? To allow for the social distancing and a setting that would be, what's the word I'm looking for here? You know, just, you know, palatable for everybody. You know, I'm leaving the articulation to you geniuses this morning, because I sung real good. When I was 17 or 18, I didn't sound this good. You know what I'm saying? I'm serious. I sound good.
That our principal, this is Michaela, sorry, something went wrong on my phone, but the principal did come up with a plan that would be safe for us. And of course, they even took the step to go to the Department of Health to get it approved by them. So it's like, if our plan, it was in by, I think she said April 8th, April 7th, and the meeting that they had was May 5th. So I just want to know what, like, did they just have the plans thrown down? Did they even took the time to sit down and read them through? Why all of a sudden now they're canceling these plans that were in from a month before? I don't understand that. And then they didn't give any type of reasoning. They didn't even try to just listen to see how it could have worked, or gave any other suggestions on how we could have an in-person graduation. They just said, plain out, it's not going to work.
And, you know, the reality is, and this is me just having fun with Ayo from St. Thomas. You know that St. Croix bigger than Ayo, so...
We have more space.
we don't have a problem finding that open space, but I was thinking, right, down there by UVI, that big, big field they got down there. In the St. Thomas campus, that, you don't think that would have been like big enough for this thing to knock out?
We said UVI field.
Oh, I did say so. Are you talking to somebody who got a little brain in your head? You know what I'm saying? I was just thinking of an area over there, and you know, the area to the east of the campus where the field is and all that stuff, like Cowan Terrace, right? Cowan Terrace, Bonefield side of UVI, right? That's what that would be, right? That area there, I just think, you know, wow.
Basically,
yeah, that's unfortunate. Now, keep in mind, ladies.
Even if we didn't get the permission from UVI, because UVI students are not having an in-person graduation this year either. So,
I think that was one of the reasons. Because they didn't want to look hypocritical, right. Allowing it for the high school and not allowing it for UVI. Okay,
we could have done on 10 fields, because they do have a field, and they was gonna have their graduation on their field on the Thursday, and then maybe Star Amaya High School would get the chance, the opportunity to use their field and have their graduation the next day.
Mm-hmm. One more thing that I want to say though, and looking at the numbers, because we analyze the numbers, because that's what we do, this, you know, we analyze this on a daily basis. There was a mini spike with the COVID, with the positive tests on St. Thomas over the last 2 to 3 weeks. In all fairness, I mean, there were some days where you're seeing, you know, 11 positives, then 9, then 20, and St. Croix just happened to be going through a good spot right now. Now, today's numbers, right, I just want to, it's a good chance for me to segue and go into today's numbers. St. Thomas did good yesterday. St. Thomas, 143 negatives, 1 positive. St. Croix, 109 negatives, 0 positives, and St. John, 68 negatives and 4 positives. Well, ladies, you know, I want to, first of all, commend the three of you and the other lady leaders, and you're young ladies, you're not girls. I hear a lot of, I'll be saying girls and boys on this show, yeah? Sure, yeah, right? That's what we say on St. Croix, okay? I know how to say over here, over there in St. Thomas, but on this show today, right? Young ladies and young men and future leaders as well. I want to commend all of you for the peaceful protests and wanting to experience, you know, something close to traditional. Of course, at this rate now, it's not going to be like that. Yeah. In addition to that, I want you to be a little sensitive, even if it's a little 1% or 2%, to the decision makers, because it's not easy. And, you know, they have their fears. They're looking at data and all that. And I feel bad that all of you, you know, have gone through this process from kindergarten. And just starting high school, from kindergarten, worked your way up. And now this 2021 is supposed to be your year where you, you know, go through, you know, that exercise of, you know, my schooling. You know, this is it. That's the culmination, and it's not working out. But at the same time, try your best to make the best of a bad situation. I'm not going to sugarcoat this. This is a bad situation, okay? And Michaela and Leonette, I wish you all the best. And extend to your classmates that us here at WTJX Radio, we support strong, unified, intellectual, collective voices that Ayo have represented this past week. And let's hope for the Hail Mary, that divine intervention, to happen over the weekend and something can work out. Okay, young ladies?
Thank you. We appreciate the support.
Okay, good. And you've done yourself well, and the school, and your teachers, and the principal. You've done well today. So thank you very much to both of you for joining us this morning. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Good. Enjoy the record.
Okay. Thanks a lot. And Irene, you know when I heard you on Monday, you were impressive.
Thank you. I tried to be.
No. I'm serious. You, I was like, you know, all of them sound good, but. I want to know who this parliamentarian be, because, you know what I'm saying? She, a lot of us wish we could articulate like that, and it's reflected in my text messages. you know what I feel bad for? Irene? There was an upper level and a lower level. And they dropped the upper level to the lower level. It wasn't like as if they tried a half and half, you know what I'm saying? And when I say upper level, I mean hybrid in person, lower level hybrid drive-through.
And we all should have been brought up.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And even if there was a decision, if there could have been a level in between, you know what I mean? Because the first thing we wanted was a level playing field.
Yeah.
You check what I'm saying? So I feel bad about that, because I'm gonna let you check in here. Even if some may not be saying it, there is a sentiment that say they caused this to happen. You check what I'm saying? We ain't pitting one island against the next. Not at this juncture when we're supposed to be graduating, man. Huh? Yeah.
And the whole way through, I've been reiterating, it's not St. Thomas versus St. Croix.
Mm-hmm.
It's us all wanting to have the same thing. It's really, because we all have the same end goal. We all want a hybrid in-person graduation, and it's very important that we all get it, because we've all worked very hard. The ladies on St. Thomas, they've articulated themselves very well. All the high schools across the Virgin Islands, the students were kind of outraged, because we've worked so hard for this, and we don't want to put down our administration, because they have worked really hard, and this is a very new circumstance. But at the same time, we have all the same CDC health guidelines as everybody else, and events are going on in the community. So it's, why can't we have a hybrid in person, even if it's maybe, okay, it's live stream for the guests, but the students themselves are all there socially distanced, being able to walk across the stage in the presence of their peers, when we haven't been able to be in the presence of our peers all school year? This is the one thing that we really wanted. We said, we can't have a prom. Okay, we understand, because, you know, that's Bacchanal, essentially.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But this is a ceremony that all of us have worked so hard for, and time and time again, we're disappointed.
Yeah, I understand that. I just feel bad for everybody. Mostly the students, obviously, but I feel bad for the decision makers as well, you know, because it ain't easy, man. They're rough, you know what I'm saying? And I'm here every day, you know, throwing out the numbers locally, nationally, and because, you know, I always include the national numbers, because we are a transient jurisdiction. People looking for vacations, getaways 3 days a week. They're coming to the Virgin Islands. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I got to factor in everything. Let me hope for that Hail Mary. Okay?
Yeah.
And congratulations. You did yourself well. Hold on. I'm going to make sure I got the right names here. Abigail Valerie. That's the vice president, right?
Yes, sir.
Kaylee and Heiliger, right?
Heiliger. Yes.
Heiliger. Okay, good. Heiliger. Ain't no Y in it, right?
No.
Okay, that's good. That's my fault. So it's Kaylee or Kalian?
Kalea.
Oh, Kalea. Okay, Kalea Heiliger. Tell her I say hello. And of course, you are a Rainey Griffith, the parliamentarian. You did well, man.
Thank you.
Did good, man. Proud of you.
Thank you.
Okay. Good. That's Irene Griffith who joined us this morning, trying to deal with this issue. Yeah, you know what I'm saying. And I forget to tease Leonette and Michaela. No. They said, and you know, it's been a rough year over here. You know, and I was gonna say, I'd say, great. You know, we say year over here. We don't stress the R. You know what I'm saying? But you know, I forgot about that. But I just feel bad about this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And Tuesday coming, and you know, the notion of, you know, that rough. But why don't kill you make you strong? I'm sure you heard that old time slang. You never heard that old time slang before?
I've heard it.
Of course. That ain't good enough, right?
Right.
I understand. I understand that. But we'll see what happens, and hopefully, you know, could come through with that 60-yard pass, that completion pass, get you to the end zone over the weekend, and because the numbers look good on St. Croix.
They look really good.
Yo, I'm telling you, yesterday I was like, I couldn't believe this number. There was a number yesterday, 683-0 on St. Croix. You add the Wednesday numbers and the Thursday numbers for St. Croix. 792 negatives and zero positives in 2 days. I mean, yo.
It's looking good for us. Yeah. I don't understand why we can't have an in-person graduation. But
safe to be sorry. We better be safe than sorry. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And then the vaccination thing. I wasn't going to impose. I asked that question about who vaccinated and all that stuff. Cause I didn't get into people person and you know, all that stuff. But that's another thing. You know, I just wish the curve was a little accelerated and we could have been a little better on. Okay. So thank you, Irene. Good job.
Thank you for having me.
Well, first I want to book. So when we come back, talk to Senator VLA. And we're trying to get in contact with Mr. Harvey, the student from Purby Lawson, his teacher as well. We'll be back right after this. Beautiful day in paradise here in the Virgin Islands.
The views and opinions expressed on Analyze This are entirely those of the on-air participants and do not reflect that of the station's board, management, staff, or underwriters.